Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 7th of May, and earlier today I wrote just a few lines to you. I didn't think I'd get a chance to tape tonight. However, as it turned out, I got the tape recorder out of the box, and so I'm taping to you. And I have 10,000 things, of course, to tell you. In general, since the last time I spoke to you, I have moved. I am now at RC1, and, so many things are involved, Duchess. I've been exhausted because I had to pack all this crazy things that I have, plus unpack. I think the unpacking was just as difficult as the packing. I am not yet unpacked. It's a whole lot different here at RC1. This is very similar to the dormitory living that exists at RC4 at Pelham when I first came to Korea. It's a long building, corridor down the center, and umpteen rooms leading off the corridor. Actually, there are about 9 rooms here. 4 of them are large rooms. The other 4 are semi-small, I guess you would call it. And there's one very, very tiny room. My room is down the back end of the building. It's about, about 11 feet by 13 feet. And that's it. And of course, when I moved in here with all my equipment, I just didn't see how I was going to unpack anything. It's been real hectic because I moved here Friday on the 3rd, and I worked Sunday and Monday, and today I was off, and I had a carpenter here all day putting some shelves up for me, and I've got most of the stuff now off the floor and onto the shelves, although the shelves aren't finished. They have to be shellacked or lacquered, stained, whatever he's going to do, and I think he'll do them Tuesday. And then once that's completed, I can go ahead and connect all my equipment, because there'll be a lot of wires hanging around. I have 6 large stereo boxes, plus I have 5 foot lockers, plus 2 suitcases, and I had 2 or 3 other boxes. So you can see it was quite a bit. And all my clothes weren't packed, because I just put them in cellophane bags and put paper over it and everything, and I had a whole closet full of clothes in addition to that. So I have quite a bit here when you think in terms of moving. But I was real spoiled at Camp Ross because, as you know, we had a very nice hooch. 3 bedrooms, a living room. Actually 4 bedrooms, but we had turned one into a living room. And then, of course, the bath and the kitchen with the stove and the refrigerator. The cabinets. Here, there is no stove. There is a refrigerator. The kitchen's down the end of the hall. But in the kitchen, there is one hot plate. It has 2 burners. And you can only use 1 burner at a time. And that's all there is for all the people in this building to cook with. Well, it's fine for me because all I make is a hot cup of tea. But you figure there are 8 women living in this billet. And you can only use 1 burner at a time. And this is because of the electrical power involved and so on and so forth. I had asked if I could get a hot plate of my own. I was going to hook one up here in the room and just have my tea or whatever right here without having to go way down the hall. But no one is supposed to have any electrical burners or heaters or anything like that in their rooms because of the shortage of electrical power. So this makes it somewhat inconvenient. There are a lot of little things, and I think this is typical of any billet that is a dormitory. In the bathroom, I forget all the time I go down to the bathroom without my towel. Well, that's because in the other place we had 4 or 5 towel racks, and we all had our towels in the bathroom, you know, where they belong. Well, here you don't do that. You carry everything back and forth. They have little boxes on the wall in the bathroom where you could put soap and a toothbrush, and that's about all. There are 2 showers in the bathroom and 1 bathtub. 1 shower doesn't work too well. What else? And it's all these little inconveniences that you get used to, and it's just a matter of adjusting. There's 1 phone, and that's in the lounge. That's down the hall. So this is an annoying thing to me, because today I was off all day, and I must have answered that phone 20 times. A couple of wrong numbers, people calling for the girls that aren't here. And before, of course, if the phone rang, it was for me or Micah, when Micah was with me. And of course I had the phone right at my elbow, never had to move off the bed. Here I run down the end of the hall 6 times, and it's just annoying. And of course I think particularly so to me, because I'm used to answering a phone quickly if it rings. You know, I can't stand to have a phone ring and ring and ring. What other little goodies do we have? Oh, my closet, it's very small. Oh, there goes that phone again. Hold on, Duchess. Okay, I didn't even get out the door, and Betty Lawrence had answered the phone. But this has happened several times again tonight also. I make an attempt to answer the phone, and by the time I get halfway there, somebody else has picked it up. And of course, that drives you crazy. Let me see. Oh, I was talking about this closet. It has a lead pipe or a steel pipe, whatever it is, running across the closet to put hangers on. Well, I use wooden hangers, and they're a little bit wider, just probably 1 inch, maybe not even that much. It just fits with the door. It has Choji doors on it. And so the wooden hangers are just a little bit too wide. They close, Duchess, but the clothes are getting pushed, wrinkled. So it happened that the girl who was in this room before me, that was Mike Kuhn, who is now down in Camp Ross, she had all wire hangers. And, of course, the wire will bend. So I asked the carpenter who was here today, Mr. Yoon, if he could fix that, and he seemed to think he could. So I'm going to have him work on that, and possibly a couple other things. He worked all day today, almost about 10 hours. Of course, he's slow, but with the wood, he had to spend about $4 on wood, and his labor charge came to about $4.50 for the whole day. So that's not bad, you know, for a day's work, because at least, as I say, I have the shells, even though he has to shellac them yet. But it makes such a difference to get all these boxes off the floor so I could walk around, because there's no room in here. Another thing I'm going to do is have this bed put down on, in other words, it has a headboard, plus the baseboard, or whatever you call it, on the bottom. I'm going to have that taken off and have the spring put on a 2x4 right on the floor, and I make the bed lower, but it will give me about 4 more inches, which I can use. Oh, another thing in this room, the one wall doesn't meet the other wall. If you put your hand through the space there, you can touch somebody in the other room. You know, there's There's a window, half of it's on my side and half of it's on the other side, in the other room, which means that if you're sitting talking like I am now, your voice carries right into the other room. There's absolutely no privacy as far as holding a conversation. And this too will make a difference, how many tapes I make too, because I can't come in late at night and tape. In fact, anything you do is an inconvenience to other people because all the walls are very thin and you can hear everything and everybody. So I think the tapes will be fewer. I don't know, we'll see how it works out. But it's different and it's not better. It's worse as far as quarters were concerned, you know. I did write you, as I say, a little note, and I have it right here. It's all sealed and everything. I'll probably mail it anyhow tomorrow. But it's easier trying to say things on a tape. I did get your letter this evening, the one with the clipping in it and the scores, and that was very nice, Duchess. Very good indeed. And as I had mentioned in the note, I am equally as pleased about the strike being over, and I knew you would be happy for me about the promotion and what have you. Another thing, I ordered drapes from Sears and Roebuck. The curtains I had, in fact, these curtains I had at RC4 when I first came, and I didn't use them at 3. I didn't need curtains. We had blinds. And they worked beautifully down at Rosk. I had them cut in half. Well, when I came back here, I had them sewn together again just to cover the window on a temporary basis because they really don't fit properly. So anyhow, yesterday I ordered 2 pairs of drapes from Sears and Roebuck, gold, because I have a green bedspread and 2 throw rugs, the same color green, and I thought the gold would go pretty good. I just hope they come soon. I know it would take about maybe 10 days, 2 weeks, I understand. I told them to send it Sam, space available mail. So when I get those up and get these shelves finished and get the stereo unpacked and connected, I think it'll make a big difference. And then get this closet extended so at least that my clothes aren't crushed in there. All this that is in between trying to go to work and trying to learn all the things I have to learn in connection with the club, because it's such a big club. And so needless to say, I have been busy. But I guess this is good. But mercy, I don't want to move again.